Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We thank God for another beautiful day. We thank God for His mercy over our lives. We thank God for how He has been working wonders in our lives. Beloved, I want you to begin to appreciate the Lord. Let's thank God for the fifth day of the month of August, year 2021, the month of new beginning. Begin to appreciate God. Begin to appreciate His name. God, you are worthy of all praise. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you will do. We thank you because of your name. We thank you for your wonders. We thank you for who you are. Begin to appreciate Him. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you glory. Blessed be thy name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we give up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be thy name, blessed be thy name, blessed be thy name of the Lord. Blessed be thy name, blessed be thy name of the Lord, of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored, and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be thy name, blessed be thy name, blessed be thy name of the Lord. You are welcome to this high prophetic broadcast. We thank God for this broadcast. This broadcast comes up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. If you are joining us for the first time, this I Voted Prophetic Decree program, and it has done a lot of good in the life of people. We thank God for the testimony we've received so far. I will thank God for more testimony that will be rolling in from today. I appreciate God for His mercy, and I thank God for what He has been doing. Beloved, wherever you are right now, I just want you to decree like this. Say, I shall not die before my time. I shall fulfill my destiny. I shall reach my goal. Where there is no way, there shall be a way for me. I shall not go down in life. The voice of the enemy shall not silence my voice. The voice of also wickedness shall not silence my glory. In the name of Jesus, I arise. I shall not go down. I shall be the head and not the tail, in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to open your mouth and pray this 7 prayer point very well as we enter into this section. Say it with aggression. Say, every evil plan against my destiny, scatter, in the name of Jesus. Every evil plan against my destiny, scatter by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every evil plan against my destiny, scatter, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my family, in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my family, in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my family, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil altar containing my picture, cast fire, in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar containing my picture, cast fire, in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar containing my picture, cast fire, cast fire, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers monitoring my life from evil altar, in the name of Jesus. Powers monitoring my life from evil altar, in the name of Jesus. Powers monitoring my life from evil altar, there, in the name of Jesus. Powers monitoring my life from evil altar, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Aha. Wonderful. Say, every hidden covenant assigned to stagnate my progress, break, in the name of Jesus.
every hidden covenant assigned to stagnate my progress, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant assigned to stagnate my progress, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant assigned to stagnate my progress, break in Jesus' name. Pray, say, any satanic agent in my family expanding my problems, collapse and die in the name of Jesus. Any satanic agent in my family expanding my problems, collapse, tear, collapse, tear, collapse, tear, collapse, tear in the name of Jesus. Any satanic agent in my family expanding my problems, collapse, tear, collapse, tear in Jesus' name. We pray, say, every evil padlock used by household enemy against my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil padlock used by household enemy against my life, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire in Jesus' name. We pray. There's somebody that needs to pray that prayer very well. There's an evil padlock that is buried. That padlock has been buried against you. I command the fire of God to go to that location where that padlock is buried. Exhume it and set it on fire. Thank you, Father. Pray that prayer. Say, every evil padlock used by household enemy against me, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil padlock used by household enemy against me, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil padlock used by household enemy against me, catch fire, catch fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, a few days ago, I started with a lecture on connecting to the season of new beginning. Connecting to the season of new beginning. And we read Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Open your Bible to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Very, very powerful place that you and I need to memorize. Isaiah chapter 43. I'm going to read now, verse 18. Look at it very well. It said, do not remember the former things. Do not remember the former thing. Anyone that wants to experience a new beginning, the first thing that must happen in his life, that he must not overwhelm himself by the former thing, by the things of old. Nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. So you can see that the first thing that must happen to anyone who wants to experience a new thing must be right away from his thinking pattern. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way, a road in the wilderness, a river in the desert. God said he's going to do a new thing. And that new thing will be a surprise to you. That is going to make a way where there's no way. And it's going to make a river in the desert. It's going to make a river in the desert. So God said he's going to make a way for you. So God has promised to bring us into a new beginning. God has promised that he's going to make a way for you where there's no way. God has promised that he's going to cause a new thing in your life. God has promised that he's going to make your life better than the way your life is. God has promised that he's going to give you testimony that you have never shared before. God has promised that he's going to take you to the top. God has promised that he's going to better your destiny. God has promised that he's going to open a new chapter for you. But you must understand how to connect to that God of new beginning. A season of new beginning has been open to every one of us. And that's why we say the Bible says, I will do a new thing. I will do is a certain thing. I will do a new thing. A season of a new beginning is a season of new level. It's a season of an open door. It's a season of an open new chapter of life. It's a season of change. And it's a season of multiple celebration. It's a season of an open door. It's a season of an open reward. The Bible says, I will do a new thing. Meaning, in your marriage, there shall be a new beginning. Meaning that in your career, there shall be a new beginning. This year, this month, is a month of a new beginning. Is the month of August. The month of August is a month of a new beginning. It's the month after the seventh month. After the seventh month of perfection, you start a new beginning. It's your month of new testimony. The Bible says that I will do a new thing. In your career, there shall be a new beginning. In your academic, there shall be a new beginning. In your health, there shall be a new beginning. In your finances, there shall be a new beginning. I am saying somebody, in your finances, there shall be a new beginning. In your business, there shall be a new beginning. I say it again, in your business, there shall be a new beginning. What are we saying? We are saying that in that business, God is going to do a new thing. In that business, God is going to open another door of a greater height for you. In that business, God is going to open another chapter of greater business. In your finances, God is going to multiply another channel of getting money, another channel of making money. God is going to connect you to another channel where you have more money. God is going to give you that experience of financial overflow. That is what the Lord is saying. He said, I will do a new thing, and shall you not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness. There's no way in the wilderness, but because of you, I'm going to make a way. And I'm going to make a river to come up from the desert. Beloved, when God had made a promise, we must be able to understand how to connect ourselves to the promises of God. He has told us he's going to do a new beginning. He has told us he's going to do a new thing. He has told us that this month is a month for every one of us to enter into the channel of a new beginning. How can we connect to that new beginning? What are the keys to connecting to season of new beginning? Key number one is a key of the new salvation. You must give your life to the Lord. If you are not saved, you can't go further. If you are not saved, you can't receive anything tangible from the Lord. You must give your life to the Lord. You must confess your sin. You must repent of your sin and accept Christ into your life as your Lord and personal Savior. That is what we call the key of genuine salvation. The Bible says, all things shall pass away and all things shall become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. All things shall become new. So you must be able to understand that and get it very clear. The second key is the key of personal Bible meditation, the key of addiction to the Bible, the key of being addicted to the Word of God. The key of being addicted to the Word of God is the key of personal meditation. You must be able to know how to personally meditate on the Word of God. The Bible says, this book of the Lord shall not depart from you. Thou shalt meditate on it day and night. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And key number three is the key of aggressive prayer lifestyle. That is the key of being addicted to prayers. The key of aggressive prayer lifestyle, like we are doing now. For almost 1 year now, we have been having this program coming up every night. Coming up, and we are praying like this every night since last year during the lockdown. So that is what the Lord is saying. You want to enter into a new beginning, you must develop aggressive prayer lifestyle. And key number four is the key of aggressive praises. You must also learn to praise God. Almost every day, you must learn to praise God. When you wake up, you praise God. When you want to sleep, you praise God. Even after this broadcast, now take your time and praise God. Praise God before you sleep. You are going to encounter God in a new dimension. It's a key to entering into a new beginning. It's a key of praises. And number five is the key of giving. At this very particular month, we must learn how to sharpen our life in giving. If you give unto the Lord, you always have another chapters of life. When you give to the Lord, God always reward the giver. When you give to the Lord, God will always bless you back in many, many folds. There is a key called the key of giving. Everyone who gives always have. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, press down, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. So it's a very powerful key. The key of giving. And number six is the key of renewed thinking. Look at it in that very particular place we read, verse 18. Says, consider not the thing of old. Don't be a worry bag. Don't get yourself bombarded with the things of old. So the key to entry into a new beginning is the key of renewed thinking. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. So if you are having old thinking, you can't move forward. The old thinking pattern must change. If you want a new beginning, your thinking must change. You will never rise higher than your thinking. You will never go further than your thinking. You will never travel faster than your thinking. If your mind cannot conceive it, then you cannot have it. You cannot contain it. If your mind cannot conceive it, your life cannot contain it. You must first embrace it in your mind before you experience it in your life. That is why the Bible says you must first of all abandon the old thinking. You know, he said, don't bother yourself about the old. Don't bother yourself about what has happened. Don't trouble yourself on that one. Let me read that place again. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. Do not remember the former thing, nor consider the things of old. Now it's now saying, behold, I will do a new thing. That you must have a renewed thinking. Your thinking pattern must be renewed. The way you think from now must be renewed. You must have a new thinking pattern. You must think big. You must think positively. Change the way you think. You must change your thinking pattern because you want to experience a new beginning. Because as you begin to think, that is how things will be. Don't think of anything, I am not making it. This dream that I'm having will not allow me to make it. That is how it has been happening. When it comes like that, no. Remove that one. Enter into aggressive praises. Enter into aggressive warfare. Enter into aggressive prayer lifestyle. You will have a new dimension. You will just see God opening the chapter of a new beginning unto you. I'm going to stop here today. We're going to pray some prayers. But I want you to begin to confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord, Father, I am sorry. Wherever I've sinned against you, I come before you, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy upon me. In this new beginning, in this new season, I must also experience a change in my life. Begin to talk to the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you. We've confessed our sin. Have mercy on us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Bring out your bottle of oil now. I'm going to pray on that bottle of oil if you have a bottle of oil. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. If you don't have, get a mantle. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak right now unto this bottle of oil. They shall be anointed in Jesus' name. I want you to pray these three prayer points as we are holding it. Say, oh Lord, anoint my oil with the power in your word in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, anoint my oil with the power in your word in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, anoint my oil with the power in your word in Jesus' name. Pray, say, oh Lord, let the power in the blood of Jesus flow into my oil in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let the power in the blood of Jesus flow into my oil in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let the power in the blood of Jesus flow into my oil in Jesus. Say, Father Lord, anoint my oil with the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Father Lord, anoint this oil, anoint this water with the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Father Lord, anoint the oil, anoint the water with the power of the Holy Ghost, anoint the mantle with the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Pray. I decree right now that the blood of Jesus shall flow into this oil, shall flow into this water, and shall flow into this mantle. You oil, you this water, you are no longer ordinary oil. You are no longer ordinary water. From today, you become anointed oil. You become anointed water. The oil of the Almighty God shall flow into this oil, and the blood of Jesus shall be released into this oil. The water shall carry the power of the Holy Ghost, and it shall become divine medication. In Jesus' name we pray. Good. You are now going to anoint your head. Anoint your head and you lay your hand upon that head. We have three prayer points. We are going to pray aggressively. Listen to me. If you are here, you have been having a dream, or you had a dream before that some people are plaiting your hair, or somebody is plaiting your hair, it is a rearrangement of destiny. Or you see somebody shaving your head, it is an agenda to wipe away your destiny. If somebody is plaiting that hair, if it's a woman and they are plaiting your hair in a dream, they are rearranging your destiny. And if they are shaving the hair, they want to destroy that destiny. We need to pray with anger. Also, if you have been finding yourself constantly in the village, every time in the village where you came from, is a power that wants to bring you back to square one. We need to pray aggressively. If you are also seeing yourself aggressively being defiled by spirit husband, spirit wife, we need to pray. It's a pollution and it's an obstruction to the new level. You want to get a breakthrough, they will not allow you. These are prayers you need to pray. You need to pray very well. Pray with aggression. Pray with power. Say, powers assigned to wipe off my glory. In the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to wipe off my glory. there, in Jesus' name. Evil hand working against my glory, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand working against my glory, wither in Jesus' name. Satanic rearrangement of my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Satanic rearrangement of my destiny, scatter in Jesus' name. We pray, anoint your chest very well, and you pray this prayer. Every witchcraft arrow fired against my chest, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft arrow fired against my chest, go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Every witchcraft arrow fired against my chest, go back in Jesus' name. Pray, say, poison of the serpent in my chest, in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my chest, in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my chest, in Jesus' name. Pray, say, any evil deposit in my heart, come out, in the name of Jesus. Any evil deposit in my heart, come out, come out, in Jesus' name. Pray, now anoint your belly button. Anoint it, anoint that your stomach very well. Just a little oil, not much. You will now shout loud and clear. Say, hidden covenant between me and spirit husband, break in the name of Jesus. If you are a lady, you shout spirit husband. If you are a man, shout spirit wife. Hidden covenant between me and spirit wife, break in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant between me and spirit wife, break in Jesus' name. Pray, ancestral embargo on my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Ancestral embargo on my destiny, scatter by fire in Jesus' name. Pray, say, any evil pass into my life from my ancestor, in the name of Jesus. Any evil pass into my life from my ancestors, in the name of Jesus. Any evil pass into my life from my ancestors, in Jesus' name we pray. Now, now take your hand now, take it back to the chest and lay your hand there. Father, I address this body. Any evil planted into this body, any poison programmed into this body, any arrow fired into this body, every sickness programmed into this body, I command you now, go back to the sender. Go back. In the name of Jesus. Healing is taking place now. Now anoint your hand. Say, all my blessing scattered by household wickedness, I recover you now in the name of Jesus. All my blessing scattered by household wickedness, I recover you now. All my blessing scattered by household wickedness, I recover you now. In Jesus' name, anoint your two legs and say, every evil program against my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Every evil program against my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Every evil program against my destiny, in Jesus' name we pray. I speak into your life now that from this moment, the voice of God shall promote your destiny. From this moment, the glory of the Lord shall cover your life. From this moment, the hand of the enemy operating against your life shall wither. From this moment, the power of God shall advance your cause. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lesut Alia Kalaba. Right from today, you will enter into your land of fulfillment. Right from today, you will enter into your land of celebration. Right from today, you will enter into your land of multiple rewards. In the name of Jesus Christ, bring out your prayer requests. I'm going to pray on them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that this request shall be answered. The God of heaven, the God that answered it by fire, shall answer this request in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray for as many people who are still looking for the fruit of the womb. in the name of Jesus Christ. This month of a new beginning shall be your month. It shall be your month. It shall be your month in the name of Jesus. All those who are pregnant and you have been having negative dreams, I decree that every battle against your pregnancy shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for all those who are in business and it seems things are not working. Right today, from this month of new beginning, things shall begin to work. Things shall begin to work in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spell working against your children shall be broken. It shall be broken. Every evil covenant working against your children shall be broken. It shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree, as many people that are expecting their permanent resident document, as many people that are expecting one document or the other, in the name of Jesus, within the next 3 days, I pray that the Almighty God shall favor you and you shall receive testimony. You shall receive testimony. You shall receive testimony. You shall receive testimony in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. May the Almighty God visit you. May the power of God rest upon you. May the glory of God cover your destiny. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In case you want to pass across information, pass it through the WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. Just send the text to me there. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you in Jesus.